From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. The United States is bringing its Southeast Asian allies on board to tackle North Korea's nuclear proliferation and missile threats. Foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations will gather Thursday in Washington. A senior State Department official told VOA, Washington is urging the ASEAN members to cut diplomatic ties with Pyongyang. Tillerson is hosting the foreign ministers on Thursday at the State Department. The meeting comes just days after top diplomats from the ASEAN countries met in Manila, the Philippines' capital. They issued a statement criticizing Pyongyang's provocations. U.S. President Donald Trump could be a key factor in next week's South Korean presidential election on May 9th. Trump has alienated many in South Korea with his recent demand that Seoul government pay $1 billion for the THAAD anti-missile defense system being deployed on the Korean Peninsula, his criticism of the U.S.-South Korea Free Trade Agreement, and even his praise for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Experts say Trump's controversial criticisms of Seoul may be helping the presidential candidate most opposed to the U.S. hardline policy on North Korea. Buckingham Palace has announced the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, is retiring from royal duties this fall. A palace spokesman said the decision was made by Prince Philip himself and fully supported by the Queen. In a statement, the spokesman said the Duke may still choose to attend certain public events from time to time. The Duke turns 96 next month. He will attend previously scheduled engagements between now and August, but will not accept new invitations. This is VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull will meet U.S. President Donald Trump for the first time on Thursday. But the tone of the meeting in New York will be closely watched following an argument between the two leaders earlier this year. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
This will be the first time the leaders of Australia and the United States will have met since a heated phone call in January. The fractious nature of that conversation was over a controversial refugee deal Australia struck with the outgoing Obama administration last November. Security issues, including tensions on the Korean Peninsula and trade, are expected to dominate the talks. Professor James Curran is a research associate at the United States Studies Center at the University of Sydney. He says Turnbull isn't being afforded the usual diplomatic reception.
It's not the White House, nor is it Mar-a-Lago in Florida. I think it's a step down in protocol.
Prime Minister Turnbull said in a statement that his visit to New York would be an opportunity to reaffirm our alliance and the United States' engagement with the Asia-Pacific. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote Thursday to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, also known as the Obamacare. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy told reporters late Wednesday to expect a vote the next day. He said the legislation will pass. House Speaker Paul Ryan says things are heading in the right direction.
We've not yet made any decisions on a vote, but this is more progress, and we will continue our progress and our work to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer thinks otherwise.
This version is worse than the other version. So all the reasons people didn't like Trump Care 1, they're going to dislike Trump Care 2 even more.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said despite the addition of money to help those with pre-existing conditions, the bill will make it impossible for millions of Americans to afford the health coverage they need. French presidential candidates Marine Le Pen and Emmanuel Macron faced off in a scathing 2 hours of televised debate Wednesday, just days before they face each other in a runoff election. Le Pen portrayed her opponent as a heartless capitalist who is weak on terrorism, while Macron called his opponent a liar and a dangerous extremist. In her opening statement, Le Pen called the former economy minister the candidate of savage globalization. Macron called Le Pen, who once was forced to kick her extreme-right father out of their National Front political party, the heir to France's far-right faction. I am Gia Billy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.